From New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Laura Kanoy, and this is The Exchange. This hour on The Exchange, two very different issues that have both been up for debate at the State House this year. One of these grabbed New Hampshire and national headlines, the Raptor Bill, introduced by a group of fourth graders from Hampton Falls as part of their civics education unit. The kids proposed making the red-tailed hawk the state raptor, but instead of just voting on their measure, some House lawmakers seemed to mock the students' efforts. That created some hurt feelings, but it also opened up a broader conversation about how we teach kids civics and whether encouraging them to draft bills designating an official state this or that is a useful way to go about it. Today in The Exchange, we'll follow up on that discussion, but we begin with an issue that's received far less attention, voter residency requirements. The Senate last month approved a bill to require people live in New Hampshire 30 days before they can vote. Meanwhile, the House has asked the state Supreme Court for its opinion on a bill to clarify what domicile should mean for voter registration purposes. Let's get your thoughts in now on these voter measures. The Exchange number, 1-800-892-6477. Send us an email, exchange@nhpr.org. With us now on this voter story is Gary Reno. He is State House reporter for the Union Leader and New Hampshire Sunday News. And Gary, thanks for taking time out. We appreciate
it. You're welcome. Good to be here, Laura.
Well, give us the wider context, Gary, please, that these bills come under, because it seems like we've been talking about voter ID and other voter requirements for a long time now.
Well, we kind of have to go back to the year 2000 and that election, particularly the general election where we were recounting votes in Florida forever, it seemed like, before we decided who was going to be president or who had the electoral college.
That was crazy. I remember that.
It was. And as a result of that, we had the Help America Vote Act. And one of the requirements of the Help America Vote Act was what was referred to as motor voter. When you registered your car, you were registered to vote. And New Hampshire didn't want to go along with that. And one of the options that states could do was to have same-day registration. So New Hampshire went with same-day registration. And it's had its ups and downs and everything, but it has been working pretty well. And then we go out, kind of fast forward a little bit to the 2008 election, where there were this whole new group of voters that turned out for that election. They had never voted before. And after that, we started seeing the rise of the photo ID, where we really want to find out, are these people really who they say they are? Are they moving in here? Are they voting in three or four different places? Whatever. And we see the rise of this coming down the pike. In New Hampshire, it was in about 4 years ago that we first passed a photo ID bill. It was vetoed by then-Governor John Lynch, overridden. And then we had a court case and then another bill, and it was just been going on since that. Now, this year, we have a bill before the Senate, which would do basically two things. It clarifies the definition of domicile, and it has a 30-day residency requirement. And residency requirements can be somewhat problematic. Some of the longer ones have been overturned by the Supreme Court. But there are a number of states with a 30-day or 45-day residency requirement.
A 45-day residency requirement, so even more than the proposed 30 days that they're talking about.
Which, as you can understand, would come into some sort of conflict when you have a same-day registration. So if somebody moves to the state 2 weeks before an election and goes to register for voting at the polling place as a resident of the state, they are not going to be able to do that because you have a 30-day requirement.
Ah, I see. So those two could possibly be viewed as
in
conflict.
The other thing the bill does is clarify domicile, which has been a key point through all of these issues with the photo ID bills. And this bill basically says that your domicile has to be your primary home or principal home where you intend to be. Even if you leave for a little while, that's where you intend to be for a number of years, or not years, but your permanent residence. It says in determining this, we can use a different number of things such as business pursuits, employment, taxes, so on and so forth. And then it has this other little provision which says that if you're here temporarily for some purpose or other and you don't really intend to be here for your permanent residence. So say if you're a college student, would be one, or a election worker for a certain campaign or whatever, that this is not – you cannot claim New Hampshire as your domicile. And I think that's probably the thing that's most problematic to people. This bill did pass the Senate, and it was on a very – it was a down party lines, essentially.
And the House has asked the state Supreme Court,
the House
right, Gary?
Has asked the Supreme Court to basically look at the same domicile issue before the end of the year, we'll probably find some opinion from the court will come down.
All right. Well, joining us now on the phone, Gary, is Dave Scanlon. He's Deputy Secretary of State. Again, his office is charged with ensuring New Hampshire's elections run well. And Dave Scanlon, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Good morning, Laura.
Well, what kind of problem is this 30-day requirement bill aimed at, Dave?
Well, it's aimed at addressing what you might call drive-by voting, where individuals come into New Hampshire for a brief temporary period of time, are able to actually register to vote here and vote in an election, and then leave when they're done. And an example of that might be a construction worker that's coming into a project for a job that might take 3 or 4 months, but they fully intend to go back to their home state, wherever that is, when the job is finished. It might be some type of a consultant that comes in to work on a project. Gary mentioned campaign workers might be a perfect example of that. The law really doesn't address students, although when they are because there is a statute that currently exists that's not being changed that says basically that students have a choice of claiming New Hampshire as their domicile or the state that they came from before they came to New Hampshire. The attempt is to prevent drive-by voting. People get excited about the New Hampshire elections and specifically the presidential primary and, you know, make an attempt to vote here so that they can participate in that excitement.
How big a problem is drive-by voting? I mean, are there actual numbers or data that talks about how big or small a problem this is?
We don't have numbers. We have anecdotal examples of this type of activity occurring. We do know that based on the photo ID law that we have and the verification mailings that go out, that there is a percentage of voters in New Hampshire that fill out domicile affidavits, which is just a sworn statement saying that they are, in fact, a resident here and they're entitled to vote here.
I've got some Facebook comments, Dave, from our listeners on this, and there are a couple different shades of opinion here. I want to share a couple of these with you and see what you and Gary think. Neil says the state prosecutes out-of-state auto registrations with a vengeance, yet turns a blind eye to voter registration and fraud. So he seems to be in favor of tightening up. Also, Rich says it's a 30-day waiting period. Why is that so hard to deal with? But then Jim says, take a real-world possibility. Someone relocates to New Hampshire 29 days before a scheduled vote. They get their new licenses, turn in their old ones to their previous state. They register their cars, enroll their kids in schools. And now the state of New Hampshire is going to tell them they cannot vote on the issues that will be directly affecting them for the foreseeable future. Jim says, where do we get off trying to deny someone their right to vote based on an arbitrary date? Dave Scanlon, what do you think about that 29-day example that Jim mentions?
The law as it's written does say that the legislation as it's written does say that if a person that finds themselves in that situation that they should be entitled to vote in the state where they came from. And New Hampshire has similar language that says that if a voter leaves New Hampshire and moves to a state where the cutoff for voter registration, forget about durational requirements, but voter registration is 30 or more days before the election, that voter is still entitled to vote in the state of New Hampshire.
Let's take a call, both of you. Tina's joining us from Laconia. Hi, Tina. You're on the exchange. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you, Laura.
Sure.
My concern with this is that New Hampshire has one of the most stringent domicile requirements in order to vote in the nation. And I know that having lived in a number of different states, my husband and I frequently travel for work, and we may be gone 4 to 6 months at a time. We're not necessarily in the state within 30 days before voting. that would disinclude us. When I was a student, I was a student out of state. That would disinclude me as well. It was a 12-hour drive to get home to New Hampshire.
I don't think they're saying, Tina, that you have to be in the state for 30 days. They're just saying you have to have lived here for at least 30 days before you vote.
Ah, then I've misunderstood the country.
Yeah,
sorry.
I think somebody who travels a lot, right, Gary, would get an absentee ballot.
Absentee ballot.
Oh, yeah, nobody's saying you can't travel or go somewhere. There's people on military deployments and so forth.
Right. And in fact, there's specific exceptions for that in the law that people who are away temporarily, they don't give up their domicile because they're away temporarily if they're intending to come back here.
Okay. Dave Scanlon, last thoughts from you. Do you think that these bills will actually get a vote this time around, given how busy the legislature is with the budget, or is it going to have to wait till next year?
I think these bills will come up for a vote. The question that I don't know yet is whether the House will send Senate Bill 179, which talks about the durational requirements, to the Supreme Court for questions related to constitutional issues, as they did with another House Bill 112 that also dealt with defining domicile.
Okay. Dave Scanlon, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That's Dave Scanlon. He's New Hampshire's Deputy Secretary of State. Gary, a couple of these Facebook comments that I have, and I won't read all of them, but several of them suggest a partisan nature to these bills. Is there a partisan aspect to this?
Well, I don't think you'll find many Democrat sponsors on these bills. I mean, it's largely a partisan issue. It's mostly Republicans who are bringing these bills forward. It's not Democrats. I think another thing that we probably might want to mention here is that the real issue is domicile, and the state defines domicile several different ways. I mean, there's one definition for motor vehicle, there's another for voting, there's another for residency. So that's one of the problems that's sort of surfaced here.
All right.
Over the years.
Sounds like something we'll have to dig into
yes.
At another point. Thank you very much, Gary, for being with us.
You're
really
welcome,
appreciate
Laura.
It.
Take care.
That's Gary Reno, State House reporter for the Union Leader. Coming up, let's hear from you as we dive into the question of how best to teach civics education after the infamous Raptor Bill controversy. The number 1-800-892-6477.